It's time for Ask Dale Anything, the show that answers your most perplexing questions with profound answers from one of the top transformational teachers and leaders on the planet, Dale Holloway. I'm your host, Mickey Manning, Dale's left-hand person, as I like to call it, and I've never heard a question that he can't answer. He's been doing this for over 40 years now, and he truly has an answer that's profound and helpful on any topic. So with that, let's get into today's question.
So this question is from Scott. Very relevant considering your manifesting content coming up. So let's go ahead and ask this one about manifesting. He says, I know how to manifest and the work it takes, as I have had several ultra miraculous manifestations over the years, even within the last 6 months. The problem is I don't understand why I always go back to choosing to go back to old programs, to do nothing, and to stay a victim. Any insight on this?
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. So the victim is there and will continue to stay there until it's been fully transcended. I mean, that's the bottom line. And so there's both a victim archetype that either has been programmed and implanted inside of us. Simultaneously, there's also been a victor archetype that's also been programmed or implanted inside of us as well. Here's the deal, is that the victim archetype, even if there's like 15% left, at any time in which it wishes to pull us back to it, it will do that. And it will do it in the most unexpecting ways, or unsuspecting ways. And next thing you know, we'll find ourselves doing the whole victim thing again. Like, I thought I dealt with this. Sometimes people say, right? I thought I dealt with this. I thought I cleared this out of my system. No, you haven't cleared it out of your system. You maybe cleared 90% out of your system, but as long as it can still have one foot in your energy field, at any point, it can pull you back to it. So that's one. Two is on the pattern, the lower energy pattern of doing nothing, let's say. So this is a double whammy here now. First of all, there's a lower energy pattern that runs rampant on the planet for just humanity in general to do nothing. Like literally, were you in our productivity powerhouse class when we gave it last, Scott? No, I don't think you were, right? Mickey, was he with us? No.
I don't think so.
No, okay.
Not live for that one.
All right. So, you know, this is actually a collective program on the planet to have us literally move away from being a productive citizen. I know that sounds strange. Like, why wouldn't on the planet you would think there would be a support system to support us all in becoming productive citizens as a way to have the place, meaning Mother Earth, be a better place when we leave it than that of when we found it. But the way this has been designed, it is completely opposite to what I just said. And so in there's this programming that more than likely your mom or dad picked up when they were a kid, their mom or dad picked up when they were a kid, and so on. Then you come along as a kid, and clearly the odds are you're going to pick it up. And so in this, you're going to find yourself struggling with this pattern of doing nothing. So even though you've had a great manifestation here, you've had a great manifestation there, and so on, but at some point when you reach a limit, so you might see this as like a glass ceiling. So when you reach a glass ceiling within your own field of consciousness, so this is the double whammy, this is the other side of that same coin, right? When you reach that glass ceiling, the moment you touch it, you're going to be pulled right back into that lower energy pattern, if that lower energy pattern still exists, which obviously it still does, because you're still dealing with it. And so that's the trigger. All you got to do is go out in the world and you manifest something, that you become really proud of or very excited about or enthusiastic about, which is really awesome. But in manifesting whatever that is, you rise to, in this case, the ceiling, the self-imposed ceiling that you might or might not even be aware that's even there. Now, I call it a glass ceiling, implying that it can be broken through. It's not steel. It's made out of glass. And so, but once you strike that ceiling, if you do not know what you just struck, you're going to bounce back so rapidly because that of which is also inside of you, as in this lower energy patterning, as in maybe more than one pattern, you're going to get sucked back to it so fast, like all of a sudden you got plugged into somebody's vacuum cleaner and they turned on the on switch and you're being vacuumed up. You're going to be vacuumed back into that lower energy pattern because that became the trigger. Touch the ceiling, the glass ceiling, and it automatically triggers a lower energy pattern. And if the lower energy pattern, as you identified or perceive it to this point, is such where now you find yourself doing nothing, which means whatever you've manifested, yeah, maybe you manifested that. So that could mean one of a couple things. Number one, you could end up sabotaging what you've manifested. Or number two, you lose all momentum, which is also another form of unconscious sabotage. All momentum to manifest whatever is next that you could be manifesting. And now you're trapped temporarily, mind you, not long-term wise. You're trapped in this vacuum of literally being ran by this lower energy pattern of doing nothing or procrastinating, coupled with then, as always, when you're in that lower energy pattern, there will always be someone or something that will also manifest. Because remember, we're always manifesting. That's another principle of play here, whether we like it or not. We're always manifesting, always. Nobody can stop themselves from manifesting. But in this case, now what gets manifested is whatever's going to meet up with your victim. The victim archetype that's still inside of you. So now that you've manifested whatever you manifested, the trigger goes off because you struck the inside of the glass ceiling, you're bounced back to the lower energy pattern. In the lower energy pattern, now the odds are your victim goes online. In other words, it becomes active. And once it becomes active, then energetically, it must attract its like or its opposite to itself. So you've got someone or something to begin this story coming from the victim under the influence of your wonderful ego, this story that you've been victimized, that somebody's taken advantage of you, that once again, you're being hurt. Once again, you're being stolen from, or whatever the story is. That then further perpetuates into possibly getting upset, or maybe having your system be a little weaker, maybe become a little more vulnerable to another negative influence. That then causes a distraction or can cause a distraction. And then eventually you get through that and then you go, oh, I got to do something because I got to manifest some money right now, or I got to manifest this, or I got to manifest that. Something happens in your life where now I've got to manifest something. And next thing you know, somehow you dust all that off and then you start manifesting that something. And that itself becomes another pattern because now you go manifest that. You hit strike the baseline of the glass ceiling, bam, you're sucked back into the lower energy pattern. Then that the rest of the cycle just naturally progresses, or not progresses, it naturally gets turned on. And so if you're not aware of it, then you are a victim to it. You're a pawn to it, a pawn, like a pawn on the chessboard, right? You have no power at that point. Because now you've gotten swallowed up in it. Unless, of course, you're really aware of what's going on, you've got some really good tools, you know, and you can get in there and start transforming this energy, healing up this energy, resolving this energy, clearing this energy, including that victim. And the victim is, for anybody that I've helped ultimately clear out their victim, there's never been a quick fix. It's never been easy to do. There's been one trick after another trick that comes along the way, even when you think you've cleared it all out. And then 3 months later, somehow, some way it shows up again, and it'll keep on doing that until it's completely clear. And that's in lies where your inner work comes into play, that you want to get better at recognizing this. You want to get better at really stepping in. The moment you recognize it, step in and start transcovering that energy. Start working with that energy. Go to your support group, whoever your support group is, and reach out, have somebody help you. Because some of this stuff, never ever let yourself be fooled that you're going to be able to do it all on your own, ever. That I get it, it's a strategy, but like I talk about being called to change, or write about being called to change, I talk about there are a lot of people who they get often swallowed up in this thing that they think they can do it all by themselves. But you know, when you're actually in the energy of your own patterning, when you're in the energy of your own victim archetype, not that you can't punch through, but sometimes you'll end up staying there much longer than what you really need to be staying there. And it's in those times when you stay there much longer than what you really need to be staying in those energies, those lower energies, that is, for that's where it can possibly re-traumatize you. It can possibly create another distraction for you. It can do all other kinds of things. It can take you down a completely different path that has nothing to do with you getting better at consciously or intentionally intentionally manifesting.
Excellent information, Dale. This is, we could just go on and on about this. So I'm really excited that you have this course content coming out.
Yeah, what does Scott say here?
Scott says, very insightful. Thank you, Dale.
You're welcome, Scott. Yeah, it is. It's, there's so much to learn here, guys. There really, I mean, this is, you know, I call it manifestation mastery for a reason. And there's a reason why it's, you know, even in our program, I mean, the 4 days are standalone in themselves, the 4-day class, that is, no doubt about it. But the actual curriculum, that's a full 12-month curriculum. It's like going to school, but going to school with something very specific to learn about for that period of time. And by the time we're done 12 months later, you will be blown away with not only what you've learned, but the victories you will have experienced in the course of our 12 months together. It's one of those investments that will just, unless you're really lazy and you're just not willing to do the work, if that's the case, then don't sign up for the course. Stay away, please. Stay away both for yourself and for us, you know, because we don't need that in the course as well. But if you're willing to do some work and you're willing to take my lead and you're willing to take my advice and really listen to me, not because I'm better than you, it's just, if I'm going to be your teacher in this way, then as a teacher, that's what you do. You really listen to your teacher and then go to work and go to work. And in the course of a year, boy, what we can accomplish, what you can accomplish individually in a curriculum like this, it'll blow your mind. It'll absolutely blow your mind. In fact, it'll probably blow your mind within 3 or 4 months of the beginning part of the course, just because you'll start getting some victories at that juncture. But then to be immersed and stay with it, because there's so much to learn here. It never ends. I mean, I see this almost like a college. In fact, I would like to see this being taught in the colleges. I'd like to ultimately see this be taught in the universities. Or if that's not possible, we'll create our own university. How about that? And make this available for anybody and everybody in the world that's ready to learn this for real, so they can start to become a master in their own right and really manifest the life of their dreams. And in the process, you become a better person, you become a better man, you become a better wife, you become more a little happier, you become a little freer, you become lighter, all these cool things that start to happen. I just know once people get a taste of this, they're going to want more and more and more of it. And they're probably going to want to bring all their friends along with them as well. It's real. It's absolutely real. And it's something that we're all destined for. We are destined to learn this. But let's remember, here on this planet, these types of teachings, there was a time when these types of teachings were completely banned. Banned. If somebody got caught teaching these teachings, well, you can probably fill out the rest of the statement or complete the rest of the statement, what happened to them. And that was like, we're only talking 100 years ago. So, and that was all done on purpose. Keep people disempowered instead of bringing forth a higher, well-organized education on different topics that relate to us in terms of our spiritual experience we're to be having as human beings here on this planet in this dimension. and get it right the first time instead of having to come back for 10 more lifetimes and then maybe we'll get it right. How about we get it right in this lifetime? How about that? And not only we get it right, but we start to benefit from what it's like to actually get it right. Oh my gosh, right? And then to multiply, Cody is sign me up, he says, right? And then multiply that by tens of millions of people all over the globe. Now we're really talking. We're talking something big here, really big, life-altering big for all of us, not just a handful of us. This needs to be for all of us. That's what's coming. That's a part of our greater destiny as a humanity. This is to be for all of us. The very thing that's now coming is the very thing that's been banned. It's been banned, it's been oppressed, it's been suppressed to make sure that we couldn't access this so that we would constantly struggle and then struggle and struggle and then eventually give up and then live the rest of that lifetime having given up and then die that way, die with that depression, that sadness that we had given up like 10 years before we took our last breath. Come on, this is up to change big time now. Big time. And hopefully more people are going to start to wake up to this now because they're losing dear friends to death. And some of those friends are dying because they've given up. They've lost the hope. And they've lost the hope because they were not manifesting well. They lost the hope because somehow, some way, their life took a turn and they felt it was just going down more and more and more. And they feel powerless and they feel hopeless and all the things that they ought to be feeling, as in feeling powerful, as in feeling hopeful. Many, many, and including myself way back when. That's why I know this so well. In this life, I'm not speaking of a past life, just in this life alone, I've gone through periods where I felt so powerless and I felt so hopeless. You know, I understand when that whole thing comes up, I just want to give up. Maybe the death thing, the death urge thing, the fantasy of the death is a way to escape out of this thing, to end this thing. You know, I think of like Robin Williams, you know, probably the most brilliant comedian that's ever laid feet on this planet. And he didn't just die. He committed suicide. And it wasn't because of a lack of money. His net worth has since been published. He was not lacking in that department at all. And he had all kinds of people around him that loved him. What the freak happened there? Another story, perhaps for another time. But when I think of something like that, that's part of what motivates me, inspires me, and gets me going. Like, that is a waste. Absolute waste. Or Elvis Presley, one of my favorites. A waste. An absolute waste. Meaning it doesn't really have to happen. That what's happening there is the person is no longer manifesting that of what they really want to manifest. So they're feeling powerless. They're feeling hopeless. They're giving up. Or in Michael Jackson's case, where he was so sleep deprived. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Had the timing been right and had he been ready, I would have loved the opportunity to take him on for 1 year, just 1 year. My gosh. And really get to clear this stuff so you can have the life that you divinely are meant to have. We all are meant to have, you know. And so, but in doing this, obviously there's got to be some clearing here that's got to happen. We've got to expose ourselves to a higher, well-organized education on purpose. And then we got to immerse ourselves. That's how you became a doctor. You went into some kind of an institution and you purposely chose to immerse yourself in an organized form of education over a period of at least 4 years, if not 8 years. Then you still might not be super good at it. You know, we need to remember here that there's so much here to learn. In this case, this is life-changing stuff. This is the type of stuff that will, at the core of your existence, will help you in a multitude of ways, you know. And then for you to turn this on to others, Turn this on to strangers, turn it on to family members, turn it on to your friends, turn it on to business associates. I couldn't imagine not running a company and not having all my people going through this college, going through this education. And anybody that knows me from 40 years ago, you know that I had the same attitude back then. I've always been the teacher. I've always been the developer and deliverer of the seminars and classes. This has been going on for decades for me. This is nothing new, right? Everybody that anybody that's ever worked at my companies gets immersed in this. And if it's too hot for you, then you'll quit. And I'll give you my blessing. In fact, I might even help you quit if it's too hot for you. I could care less. Nobody's stopping me. Nobody has stopped me, right? And so, because obviously I'm on a mission here and I'm driven by this to reach as many people as possible. And so, but those that are ready, and now, of course, it is exciting, at least for me, that, you know, this opening is now occurring, this opening to where this inner prompting is going to happen with more and more people. And they're going to find an organization such as ours. They're going to find these higher educational teachings that are well organized, such as ours. And then they're going to immerse themselves. And that's what we want them to do. If you're a business owner and you have five people in your company, why would you ever want to keep your people away from this? You know, I work with CEOs, and like once they get a flavor of this, they want everybody in their company to have access to this. Like, remove all stops. And when they find out I can design and I can innovate and create programs that speak to everybody in that organization, regardless of the department, they want the whole enchilada. And they'll pay me hundreds of thousands of dollars for this. And I'm not doing that to brag. Far from it. I'm doing it hopefully to get you to be impressed with what you are capable of doing. Maybe to get you to be a little more impressed, like with the idea, like, maybe I ought to start turning this on to people I care about. Maybe I ought to start turning this on to employees in my company. How bad do you want your company to grow? Or in this case, how important is it for your company to get better at navigating through the times ahead? So if you really want to navigate well with your company, if you have a company, whether you have 3 people or 13 people or 25 people in your company, if you want to really get good at navigating through these turbulent times, and some of the turbulent times we haven't accessed yet, we haven't even touched yet, this is an opportunity, at least in my view, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Get them all involved. I promise you, the investment's going to pay back the dividends. It's like Warren Buffett said, you know, there is no better investment than to invest in yourself or to invest in your people. When everybody was expecting him to talk about stocks, he didn't talk about stocks. He didn't talk about stocks at all. At first, everybody, oh, darn, that's a bummer. I thought I was going to become a millionaire overnight. Now he said, what I'm going to talk about is something that'll make you a millionaire over a long period of time, or at least have you be, shall we say, just more financially secure throughout the duration of your life. If you get this, if you get what it is that I'm offering you right now, I'm telling you from my heart to yours that it's not the stock that we're to be investing everything in. It's in ourselves. It's in one another. You know, one of my dearest mentors, my dearest, dearest mentors, just passed away last week. And another story for another time, so I want to get too deep into that. And, you know, he was one of my first mentors in this life. And, you know, here I am, a kid. I'm like 21 years of age. And I'm investing, at that time, maybe $25,000 a year in going to his seminars, not just for me. I would bring at least 30 of my salespeople. And then I would rotate them. I wouldn't bring them all because I had a large organization, especially by the time I turned 23, 24, 25, in the hundreds and hundreds of salespeople or sales managers and administrators and so on. And so, you know, then I eventually increased it. Instead of bringing 30, then I started bringing 50. And then instead of bringing 50, I brought more, and so on. And so I invested like a lot of money over that period of time. And to this day, I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. It was like by far the best investment. I wanted to share this because these were people in my company. And as they started to grow, and then of course, then and I was always giving seminars at that time as well. So all of a sudden my seminars made more sense. they were able to receive more of the teachings that I was sharing with them during that phase of my life. And the whole thing just worked like magic. And people loved it. They loved me. They thought this was the greatest thing since sliced bread, because it was causing them to change different parts of themselves for the better in their own life. And they were becoming maybe a better parent, or maybe a better husband, or a better wife, or what. I mean, there was all of these side benefits, if you will, that were also there too. So, you know, it's like, take advantage of it, both for yourself, but then if you do have people you really care about, step in, take advantage of it, get them involved, turn them on to this type of education. Again, the time has come. It's going to become more obvious as the months unfold, and most certainly over these next couple of years, the timing for more and more people has come upon us, because there's something much bigger going on here in light of our greater destiny as a humanity. So even though the powers of be are doing what they're doing, and they can continue on doing those things, but simultaneously, there's something much bigger than all of that that's actually occurring, some of which at least I've spoken on and shared with you from time to time in the past couple of years now. So this is really an auspicious time, an auspicious time. So bringing it back to choice, what are you going to choose? What are you going to choose? That's really it right there. Life is all about decisions. Make the right decisions, you'll become better because of it. Make the decisions that are not so right for you, and you get the latter, the opposite of what it is I just said. Get better at making wiser choices. Get better at making better decisions, the type of decisions that are right for you, the type of choices that are most beneficial for you. And lastly, I'll say this, at soul level, remember, your ego is going to get in there, not because it's a bad ego, but it's going to get in there. It's going to try to play havoc with you. And more specifically, it's going to try to get you to make a choice or a decision that might not be in your highest and best interest to make. Whereas your soul, on the other hand, your soul will give you a certain texture in your skin of what it feels like. Not so much when you make the right choice, but shortly after you make the right choice.
Very nice. Dale, I just have to say, I was just thinking about what you said about choice, and I just want to put this out there. Everyone needs to choose to come get their bachelor's degree in manifesting with us. And then they need to stay and get their master's degree in the one-year curriculum.
Yeah, well, I love the way you put it. It's just, it really is that simple. And that's, you know, even when I first started announcing this back in November of last year, you know, I did that on purpose, partly because I did receive the directive. I wanted to share that with you all. But the other part was, is just to give you a heads up, start planning for it, Or as TJ said, when he was speaking, you just don't want to miss this. It's like the dream course. You know, the dream course was super well attended. And by the time we got to lesson number two, we started hearing from people who didn't take the dream course. Gosh, maybe I should have done it. I should have worked it out. I didn't realize it was going to be that powerful or that beneficial. You know, I didn't think my dreams were all that important, and so on and so forth. And by the time we got to lesson number four of the five lessons in the dream course, everybody was just so grateful to be a part of this course, so grateful. I couldn't even imagine not choosing to not be at the course. Who, somebody saying something here?
Yeah, Anthony says it was of epic proportion, and he's right.
Yeah, it was just so huge. And we've gotten so many comments from pretty much everybody at this point from the Dream Course. But again, what's interesting is there's those who were thinking of going, thinking that maybe they should go, or maybe they had a moment like, I really am to go. But then somehow, some way, they talked themselves back out of it. Yeah. And then they heard about what was happening in lesson two or lesson four. And they, gosh, maybe I should have gone. And so it's and that's what TJ was referring to, because TJ obviously was a part of the Dream Course and he got to hear many of these comments from people. He was having his own profound experience through the Dream Course, you know, as it was unfolding. And, you know, here we are, we're about ready to start another major curriculum. And my guess is by the time we get a third of the way through it, those of you that are thinking of doing it or sensing that, you know, I really ought to do this thing, but then somehow, some way you talk yourself back out of it. And then now we're 3 months in the curriculum and you hear from somebody that's actually in the curriculum and you could be, you know what, maybe I really was to go for it. Oh my gosh. And that could only be 3 months into the curriculum, let alone once we're 9 months into the curriculum and so on. So it's here for you to take advantage of. It's here for you to embrace. For those of you that this is really in resonance with, just go for it. Take advantage of it. Go for it. And then start turning people on to it as much as you possibly can. Talk about making a contribution to somebody else's life. For our coaches, get behind this. Get behind this, or at least that's my strong recommendation to you. Get behind this and not only get your clients to come and join us, but possibly have brand new people that you would like to maybe have become one of your clients. For those of you that have your own businesses and you're possibly in negotiations of some kind of bringing on a new business associate, this is another opportunity. This is something I've done for years now. Whenever I'm in some kind of an exchange with somebody that I'm really interested in to do business with, and I know they're interested in me to do business with as well. In other words, it's mutual. And I've got a class coming. I do everything I know how to do to get them enrolled in that class. And clearly, for those that get enrolled in the class, it takes our courting, it takes our negotiations to a whole nother level, like literally the day after the class. Let alone if I'm doing a longer curriculum, forget about it. Forget about it. It's one of the best things. I'll close just with a quick story on this because I know we're well over now, but I've done a lot of work with real estate companies in the past. And I think of a couple of just great stories, huge victories of, you know, a real estate company, a brokerage that has maybe 500 reps, and they do meetings weekly for their realtors. And the owner somehow would learn about me and we'd meet. And next thing you know, we were agreeing for me to come in and start to roll up my program with their brokerage firm. And part of the program is that I would be teaching everybody on a regular basis in their company, helping them to clear stuff and reorganize stuff and to get more unified and become more powerful as an organization, as a firm, and so on. And but simultaneously, during my time, so if I end up working with them for, say, a period of a year, 12 months, during that time, I had another strategy where we would literally put on a big event. And we would do it every quarter. And this event would either be a full day, sometimes a two-day event. And all the people in that company it was mandatory. They had to come to the event. The part that was optional, whether or not they wanted to bring their spouse or their teenage kids and potential clients, as well as already clients. And we would literally sell tickets, or the brokerage would sell the tickets. I didn't do any of the selling of the tickets. I mean, I helped promote it, but I didn't take any of the money. That all belonged to the brokerage and or the brokerage firm. And we would have events where, so this brokerage firm would say have 300 reps, let's say, and we'd be doing this event once every quarter, and they would literally have 700 people come out to the event. And what the real estate broker would do, they would underwrite it. So everybody would pay maybe $25 to come to this event that normally would be like a $400 ticket, they would underwrite it because they were paying me. And the business that was created 30 days after these events was beyond anything they had ever seen before. So as far as they were concerned, it was the biggest, it was the best investment of all investments. They were glad to do this once every quarter during my tenure with them, for however long that lasted for, when I was working with them as an organization to help level them up. But again, it's I've been down the block so many times on just this. And when people get immersed in this type of higher organized education, and they start to get a dose of that kind of authentic empowerment, they start to get new results in their life, happens to be in a company's atmosphere, in this case, an organization, like I just talked about in terms of this story, then the vibe that creates in that organization, the vortex, how it powers everything up in the best of ways, in the most enthusiastic of ways, I mean, it becomes so contagious. It's almost like a drug, but only not a drug, where people just want, then they want more. They want more of this because now they're learning, they're being empowered with what they're learning. Their lives are changing a tad from month to month, so to speak. Their spouses are possibly included in this. Their associates, their clients, or their potential new clients are being invited into this. And out of that, they end up generating more business. They go deeper with the clients they already have. They end up generating brand new clients as a result of this. It's like one benefit after another benefit after another benefit. I've been there many a times now, both with my own organizations and the organizations that I've been honored to be their coach or their mentor in helping them to set this up in the way that I just articulated. So we're doing something similar here, where this is for anybody and everybody. And whether you own your own business or you're an individual entrepreneur or you're a mom or a dad, or you have a career that you really love with a company you represent. I remember Tina often talks about, you know, how she wants to turn this person on, turn that person on, people that she works with or people that she knows her son works with, and to get into the classes all for this reason or reasons. It's just going to empower them. And then when it comes to working together with these people, everything just levels up. It literally notches up to its next octave, makes everything more fun, more rewarding, more productive, more prosperous, all those types of things. And then we become more connected to these people, and these people become more connected to us as well. So, all right, enough on that.
You make it so exciting. I know we could talk about it all night.
Yeah, we probably could.
I just do want to say before we wrap up here, I wanted to say thank you to Scott for asking a question that so many other people have and for taking such a great lead in into you sharing with us what this next year has to offer and what's coming with the manifesting curriculum and courses you are putting together for 2022.
Awesome. And yes, and thank you, Scott. That was a great question.
Thanks, Dale. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. And if you found Dale's teachings helpful and you want to get more of them, then you might really like his free ebook that we have for you, 12 Simple Ways to Change Your Life in 30 Days. You can download it for free at dalehalloway.com/practices. That's dalehalloway.com/practices. In it, you'll find 12 simple ways explained to you in exact step-by-step fashion that will cause your life to move forward in the next month. Simply choose one of the practices, any one of them, do it for 30 days straight, and you'll see a new you begin to manifest. I am not kidding. Download your free copy today at dalehalloway.com/practices. Oh, and by the way, if you know anybody who might find this content helpful, please share it with them. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you next time.